Welcome to the third lesson of this course on manifesting abundance with Reiki. In this lesson, we will be looking at how to decide on what goals we want to manifest to create our manifestation list and how to raise our personal energy into alignment with universal intelligence. We shall also be looking at how to clear any blockages that might be preventing us from manifesting abundance in our lives. Before we look at some specific methods for using Reiki to help us manifest what we want in our lives, it's probably a good idea to get as clear as we can about what it is that we do in fact want to manifest. Start out by making a list of the things that you'd like to see manifested in your life, remembering that they should be for the highest good of everyone as well as yourself. If you're not sure what to include on your list, you can use Reiki to help you. It's important to be as specific as you can in deciding on what your goal should be. Nail down as many details as you can. Manifestors can often have broad or unrealistic goals, and it's important to get clarity and precision around this. For instance, if your goal is to manifest wealth, ask yourself what you mean by wealth. It might also be a good idea to decide on what you would do with that wealth if you had it. This will add an emotional charge to it and get you motivated and moving towards your goal. Once you have decided on a goal, sit in meditation and bring the goal to mind that you'd like to add to your list, and invoke the distant, the mental and emotional, and the power symbols. Symbols 3, 2, 1, in that order. Perhaps you can visualize the symbols over the thing or event that you are thinking of manifesting. Try to remove all feelings of desire or wanting during this process and simply allow the goal to sit in the broad, open expanse of your awareness. Then drop your awareness into your feelings, paying very close attention, and see how you feel deep down in your core about manifesting the thing that you've chosen. Do you sense that it will add quality to your life and the life of others? If so, add it to your list. If not, move on to the next goal or project. It's important during this process to also be aware of any attachments you might have to achieving the goal. Can you hold a state of open awareness with no emotional attachments to the goal? If you can, you will much more easily notice what your intuition is telling you about it, uncolored by desires and grasping. If you're not very intuitive, there are lots of ways that you can develop this ability. The most obvious way for a Reiki practitioner is through daily self-treatments. Meditating daily is also an important way of developing your intuition. Try doing a body scan on a daily basis to get really present with what your body is telling you, noting any tension or sensations, good or bad. Try to develop the ability to tap into the subtle messages that your body is giving you. You could also try stream of consciousness journaling. Start with a prompt such as, "Is manifesting a loving relationship in my life the best thing for me at the present time?" Or, "What do I mean by wealth?" Then simply write whatever comes to mind for 2 or 3 pages without judging or thinking about what you are writing. You can also try programming your dreams. Ask yourself a specific question and let your mind take over during sleep. Often you will wake either with a crystal clear answer or a deep inner knowing. When you're sleeping, your cognitive analytical mind is at rest and opens up a space for the subconscious to get to work. You could also take up a creative activity like painting or drawing. These activities put you into a state of flow, similar to the meditative state. Your mind is then receptive to new ideas and insights and can bring awareness to problems and issues that you want to resolve. Getting out in nature and being fully present with your surroundings and your thoughts is also a great way of enhancing your intuitive abilities. A very powerful way of enhancing your intuition is through the practice of chanting mantras. There are many different mantras that you could use, and it might be worthwhile investing some time into researching this if you wish to try it out. Note, though, that affirmations are not mantras. Chanting affirmations doesn't work in developing intuition. Once you're clear on what you want to put on your manifestation list, phrase your goals as if they are already there with you in the present moment. Don't push them off into the future by using phrases such as, soon I will have a much better job, or I am going to have $10 million. And again, I want to emphasize this, be as specific as you can. I now have $10 million is specific. I'm now rich isn't. Let's look at raising your personal energy. This is another really important aspect of the law of attraction. If you're going to stand any chance of manifesting abundance in your life, you're going to need to raise your personal energy levels. You need to raise your energy up so high that you become a powerful magnetic force that draws situations, circumstances, and people to you. Be the person that lights up the room with your energy. Be the person that has heads turn as you walk down the street because of the magnetic pull of your energy. And here's how. The key to feeling good is to decide to stop feeling bad. Focus on the good, stay in the attitude of gratitude, and do self-reiki. Hands-on self-treatment for a minimum of 30 minutes a day, preferably an hour, and keep your focus on being a powerful expression of love for yourself and for others. I always find it peculiar that within a system of personal spiritual development like Reiki, so many people, the majority I sometimes think, treat it as nothing more than a healing therapy to use on other people and rarely use it to empower or develop themselves. I'm sure they were taught, just as I was by my Reiki teachers, that the focus of the practice is self-treatment. If you've been initiated into the system of Reiki, you have all the tools you need to powerfully raise your own vibration, and I encourage you to get to work on it right now. Other methods for raising your vibration, because Reiki self-treatments on their own aren't going to do it that quickly for most people, could be practicing yoga or Qigong, doing some aerobic activity every day, going on long bike rides, resolving bad habits that hold you back. There are many ways, and I'm sure that you can think of some more. Don't forget to eat healthily and cut out or cut down on foods and drinks that diminish your energy, such as coffee, tea, alcohol, junk foods, and refined sugar. Some thoughts on working with the Reiki symbols. Some people are not very visual and can struggle with visualizing or forming clear mental images. If this is you, if you struggle with visualizing the Reiki symbols, you can simply bring the idea of the symbol to mind and recite its associated mantra. If you don't have any trouble visualizing the symbols, then of course you should still recite the associated mantras. Mantras carry immense power and shouldn't be overlooked in any application of Reiki energy that utilizes the symbols. So perhaps you now have a list of the things you want to manifest, but still feel blocked. For instance, if you're wanting to manifest more money in your life, but are still suffering from a poverty mindset, here are some methods to help clear the blockage. You can use all of them, or pick the one that you feel most comfortable with. You can certainly use positive affirmations to help change your mindset. Affirmations are positive statements designed to help you overcome negative thoughts and a negative mindset. Repeating them often, especially when loading your breath with universal energy and used alongside visualization practices, can bring about positive changes in your relationships to your goals. Your affirmation should be set in the present tense, as if what you are affirming is real right now and spoken with feeling. When an affirmation carries emotional weight, it can be a lot more effective. Practice mindfulness and use an open awareness meditation for getting clarity over your manifestation list. Allow whatever insights arise to simply arise, and perhaps these will give you clarity over any further actions you might take. If you're not sure how to do an open awareness meditation, I have a free recording you can access on Insight Timer. send Reiki to help remove your blocks. Place symbol one on both palms and form a ball of energy between them. Within the ball of energy, visualize or get a sense of the block that you are experiencing. Visualize or physically draw with your fingers the Reiki symbols in the order 3, 2, 1, repeating their associated mantras into the ball of energy and over the visualization of the block. Sit for 10 minutes sending Reiki to the ball of energy. Try to keep your mind and desires out of the process and let the energy do whatever it needs to do to resolve whatever is blocking you. Do this practice every day until you feel that the blockage has been resolved. Another effective method that you can try is to simply meditate on symbol 2. Symbol 2 is the mental and emotional healing symbol, and as such it has a powerful effect on this level. Whatever is blocking you can start to shift rapidly with this method. Draw the symbol out on a piece of card and rest it up in front of you, about 3 feet away. Then gently rest your gaze on the symbol for about 5 minutes. You're not trying to make anything happen or feel the energy. You simply sit with an awareness of the symbol in front of you. After 5 minutes, close your eyes and bring the symbol to mind, placing it at the third eye chakra and seeing it vibrating with energy. Simply sit with the symbol in your awareness for another 5 minutes. Do this every day until you feel that your blocks have been resolved. In the next lesson, we will be looking at the specific methods you can use to help you manifest your goals and desires with the help of Reiki. I'll see you then.